second day of Pesach until the 16th day of Nisan. So we dashin ad itzu mishayim. You have to wait till the day really comes. Ovaito kesavri also holds ad viad bichlal. Since the Torah says an extra word of ad etzem ayim azir, what does the word ad until means? Including that day. In other words, you have to wait until that whole day went by. So you can't eat chodesh that day until the whole day passed by. Trashi kol ayim koroi etzem ayim. Uksavri ad viad bichlal. Fledorish ad v'lo yad bichlal atiru behayim mizruch. He doesn't dash in that way. Rather, dash in ad viyad bichlal. So that's what Rav Nachman said, that Rav Yochanan Metzaka also meant to say, midiyaraisa, you're not allowed to eat this chodesh the whole 16th day. For the Gemara, mi sovelei kavosi, is it true that Rav Yochanan Metzaka and Rav Yehuda are both saying the same shito? For a miflag polit, we learn olei. Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Yochanan Metzaka in the braisa. The Tanan, or the Mishnah, the Tanan, we learned like this in the Gemara in the Mishnah in Menachos. Mishechorav Beis Hamikdash. After the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, Hiskin Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai made a takona. Sheyehayoyim Haneif Kulo Yosef. That this 16th day of Nisan, the day they're supposed to make the tenu for the picking up of the Yomer, the whole day is Osir. So Osir Tit Chodesh that whole day. Now, Omar Lai Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda argued back on Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai, Vahaloi Minatayruhu Osir. You should know it's not only Yosef like you're saying Alta Takona or Drabbonim de Kalocha. I hold it's also Midiraisi now that eat Chodesh that whole day. So you see if the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Hayoim Hazeh, until this 16th day. And we dash in Ad Itzumoy Shoyim, until that whole day went by, like Ad Viad Bechlal. So here you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. So here Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai is saying according to the Drabbonim. So how could Rav Nachman say that Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda both saying the same Shita? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda hu dekotoi. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake in Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. Who saw the Midrabbonin kama? Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai meant to say it's only Midrabbonin. And that's why he asked him that it's also Midiraisa. But really, really the Gemara says, Velohi, it's not right. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Midiraisa kama. Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai, like Rabbi Nachman says, meant to say it's mamish Midiraisa. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh the whole 16th day. For the Gemara v'ho hiskin kama. I Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai said lashon of hiskin is mashu mega takonim with the rabbonin. Have the Gemara my hiskin dorash for hiskin. It means the rabbonin went to dash in the Torah. Doesn't say clearly the whole 16th day is osir. Torah just says ad etzem ayim hazeh. See, he made this drasha means hiskin to dash in this way. So Rashi says, look, Rashi says lefi shoyiragilim lechol chodesh mechatzais. Since they were used to eating chodesh by chatzais ayim when they had the base of migdish when they brought the korban aymer is melo. Therefore, they had to make a tekona now to say after the Churban Abayis, you should know that even though it's midiraisa, but it's possible to say lashon of hiskin. They made a tekona to teach us that we have to start eating the chodesh now after chatzais hayom, and we have to wait until the whole day went by. But ein echnami, that's a deraisa de kalocha, like Rav Nachman says, pshat in Rabbi Yechonin ben Zakkai. Mishnah Vayta. Yom Tov HaRishon Shochag, the first day of Sukkot, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos. And the Loch is, Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, they were allowed to use the Mitzvah Lulav on Shabbos. If the first day Sukkot, which is Midiraisa, comes out on Shabbos, there's the Mitzvah to use the Lulav, the Dalad Minim, on Shabbos also. You're not allowed to carry it outside, but I call upon them, there's the Mitzvah to use the Lulav on Shabbos also. It's only now, Bizman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash, that the Rabbanon took away the whole mitzvah on Shabbos. But as man, we had the Beis HaMikdash, there was the mitzvah to shake lulav on Shabbos also, the first day Yom Tov that came out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaRishon Shochag, Shochag Liyos B'Shabbos, is Kola Om Moilichen Et Lulvehem LeBeis HaKnesses. Everybody used to bring the lulav to shul on Friday before Shabbos, because you can't carry on Shabbos. And the Mochras on Shabbos the next morning, Mashkimin Uvoyin Kolechot Viechot. They used to come early to Shul, and every single one was the Makir Esheloi. He would recognize which one belongs to him, Vinaitloi, and take his own to use his own, all Lulav and Esrig. Why? Mifnei Shomru Chachom, because the Chachom told us, and as Midiraisa this is, but they explained it to us, that Ein Adam Yoitse Yedechavosa B'Yom Tov HaRishon B'Lulav Eshechaveroi. On the first day of Sukkot, as Midiraisa, you can't be yoytze the mitzvah with your friends lulav esrig. You have to bedavka use your own lulav esrig. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Lokachtem lochem by Yom Harishon. You have to take your own, it has to belong to you. The rest of the days of Sukkis is Adam Yaitzei Dei Chavosev L'Lovay Shachaveroi. The rest of the days of Sukkis, that's only Midrabonin, then we don't need the Pshat from Lochem, then you could be Yaitzei even if you borrow the Lulav from your friend. Rabbi Yaitzei, Rabbi Yaitzei says, Yom Tev HaRishon Shachag, the first day of Sukkis, Shechal Yaitzei B'Shabbos, that comes out on Shabbos. So it's saying now, even though there's a mitzvah to take the Lulav, but you're not allowed to carry the Lulav out on Shabbos. What's going to be v'shochach v'hoitzi yes halulav l'rishus rabim? Somebody forgot that today was Shabbos and he carried out his lulav into the rishus rabim. So even though on a regular Shabbos, if you're doing a melacha like this b'shogeg, yichai b'chatis, you should know here potter on this Shabbos you potter from this ma'aseh hoitzah mifnei shoytzium b'rishus, because you took it out b'rishus. So Rashi learns b'rishus with permission means that you thought you're doing a mitzvah now and you're worried about doing the mitzvah. So therefore, you're potter from a korban. You only chayiv a korban if you're not doing an oisek and worrying about doing a mitzvah. But in the case we do the avera and you're worried, you're thinking you're doing a mitzvah, that's called that you toy b'dva mitzvah. Then you're potter from koras. Right, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So Gemara says, first of all, minohani mili. How do we know this? That you have to be yetzer the lulav with your own lulav the first day. The Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this. The Pasuk says, "Olakachtem shetei lekicha biyad kolecha biyechad." Like everybody has to hold the lulav by himself. One person can't be moitzi everybody else. Everybody has to hold the lulav by himself. And lochem, what does lochem mean? Mishel lochem, that it has to belong to you. Yes, so lochem and mishel lochem means lohoitzi yes hashol yes hagozel. That you can't borrow the lulav from somebody else, or you can't steal it from somebody else. It has to be lochem. It has to belong to you. Mikan, from here, from this pasuk, Omru Chachomim, the Chachomim teach us, Terei Nodem Yoytzei Dechavosoi B'yom Tefarishoin Shechag B'lulav Shechaveroi. On the first day of Sukkot, that's Midiraisa, take the lulav outside the Beis Hamikdash, you can't be Yoytzei the mitzvah unless it belongs to you. Elim came Nosem Lo B'matono. Unless the other Yoytzei is, if you want to borrow it from your friend, you have to make sure he gives it to you for a present. If he gives it to you for a present, like we'll soon see, even a matona, manas lahachzer, it's called a matona, and then you yetzer the mitzvah. Umayitzer, there was a case, for Rabbi Gamliel, for Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Eloza, ben Azariah, for Rabbi Akiva, show your boy in Basrina, there were once all four traveling on the ship, for Lehoye Lulav El Rabbi Gamliel, Bilvad, he was the only one that had the Lulav, had the dollar minim, and Shalok Chubiel of Zuz, he even went to spend $1,000 to buy it. Now, not Lura ben Gamliel v'yotzebo. The first thing, Gamliel took the yesrug and lulav, and he was mekayim the mitzvah. Then, v'nos nula Rabbi Yeshua b'matona. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua for a present to be mekayim the mitzvah. Not Lura Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua took it, v'yotzebo, and he did the mitzvah with it. V'nos nula Rabbi Lezer ben Azayin. He right away gave it over for matona Rabbi Lezer ben Azayin. Aye, how could they do it? It still really belongs to Rabbi Gamliel. He gave it over for matona. And the Gemara at the end comes out, this was a matana amanas lahachzir. And Rabbi Gamliel gave it over to Rabbi Yeshua for a present only if he gives it back to him. So the bottom trace talks out that about it they all knew that Rabbi Gamliel meant this. Rabbi Gamliel meant that one should give it over to the other one, as long as he gets it back at the end. So each one gave it to the other one, but there was a matana present, so at the time when they had it, it's called theirs, they own it, because they have a Kenyan matana in it. Now, not where Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua took it, V'yotzebo v'nosan Rebbe Lezer ben Azayi. He gave it to Rebbe Lezer ben Azayi b'matana. For a present, not lo Rebbe Lezer ben Azayi. He picked it up. V'yotzebo, and he was mekayim the mitzvah with it. V'nosan b'matana Rebbe Akiva. He now gave it over for a present to Rebbe Akiva. Not lo Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva picked it up. V'yotzebo and did the mitzvah with it. V'yachziru l'Rabbe Gamliel. And he gave it back, the Yesrig and Lulav, back to Rebbe Gamliel. So Gemara explains now, lo muli l'meim ha'chziru. Why do we have to say he gave it back? Like the Chur, we're talking about stam, a regular present. Even I gave it to you to keep. So why do you have to say, I'm an as lahachzer here? So Gemara says, the mil sag avrucha kamashlon. The Braisa wants to teach us another halacha here. That the halacha is, matona amanas lahachzer, shmo matona. If I give you a present, and I make a condition only if you give it back to me later, so it's called a matona, at the time when you have it, it's called yours. And later when you give it back to me, it becomes mine later. But at the time when you had it, it's called yours. Like Rabbi says, if somebody says, I'm giving you this esrog to be yetzer the mitzvah with, almanas on the condition that you give it back to me later. So notl, if you take it, b'yotzer, when you did the mitzvah with it, If you give the yesuk back later, so then you're mekayim that tonight you did the condition. Then at the time when you had it, it was considered yours. So you're mekayim the mitzvah. What about lo hechziru? If you don't return it to me later, the din is lo yotza. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. This is the case, the chiddush of matana manas lachzir that is called shemo matana. Now midiraisa, it has to be yours the first day. The second day already doesn't have to be yours because it's only midirabonin. However, we said that b'zman is there now, like in chutz loritz, that we keep 2 days yomtiv. So our second day yomtiv also has this chaymer because it's a slake of the yomim. Maybe really it's the first day, but the lulav and esrog also has to belong to you. Therefore, after you use the esrog and lulav on the first day of yomtiv, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Now, if your friend wants to take it from you, you have to give it to him for matana for present. But you can't just give it to him for present because you want to be yotzer tomorrow. You want it to belong to you, still, in order to mekayim the mitzvah tomorrow also. So you have to give it to him with the matana of anas lahasir. I'm letting you use my esrog and lulav to do the mitzvah, but as soon as you get finished, I want to get it back. I want it to belong to me again so I can do the mitzvah tomorrow. Now this is very good when we're talking about gedolim. If one god, one older person gives it to another older person, I could be makhni it to you, I'll give it to you for present, and then when you get finished, you makhni give it back to me. Mashenken, the question is about a katan. Amo, when you want to give your own small children to use the lulav and esrog, after you did the mitzvah, you let them shake the lulav and esrog on the first day yom tov. So now the mitzvah chinuch is like a mitzvah deraisa. You have to make sure it belongs to them. If it doesn't belong to them, they're not makayim the mitzvah. That's not called mitzvah chinuch even. So here you have to give it to your child with a matana that it belongs to him. Now we hold midiraisa das techeres machne helps. When you machne your lulav and esrog to your child, he's kinder. It belongs to him. But the question is later though, he doesn't have the power to give it back to you. Because a cotton can't be makna back to you. So it's a question, how do you get the yesmer back to belong to you? All right, turn over. Elamai, you don't want to give it to your son for matana manas l'hachzer. You just want to let him use it for the mitzvah. That's no good, though, we're saying. Because the mitzvah's chinuch has to be that it has to belong to him. So this is a little bit of a question, how do we get the cotton tone the lulav for the first day and he can still have a power to give it back to you? However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Rosh Hashem Shita to learn that for the mitzvah chinuch it's enough to let your child hold the lulav even though he's not koneh. Even though it's only borrowed, he could be mekayeh the mitzvah chinuch this way. So either the answer is people buy their own chinuch esrogim to give their children, they should use their own lulav esrog takam, or if not, the Churi Kibbutz Samach, the Mishnah Berurah says that we give it to them even though it really still belongs to us. But really to be makner to them, our manasa, they have to give it back to us. Since they can't give it back to us, it's not called a good kinyan, and if we really are makner to them, we won't get it back anymore, so we won't be able to make the mitzvah the next day. Therefore, the best answer is like not to have das to be makner with him, but rather just to hold that you could be mekayim the mitzvah chinuch, just by letting him use shol even the first day, or else to buy your children their own lulav yesrog. Verses weiter. Why do we have to say the case here that he bought it for $1,000? How chaviv, how dear, how much they love to do the mitzvahs, that he spent even $1,000 on it. My father used to daven Shimon Esrei on Sukkis, holding his lulav. That's how much he loved the lulav, even while he was davening, he used to hold on to it. For the more mitzvah, you have a kasher on this. The locher is, you're not allowed to hold a tefillin in your hand. If you're wearing them, good. But if you're not wearing them, just hold them. You're not allowed to. To say for Torah becheko, hold the sefer Torah in your knees. For your spal on the daven shemon esrei, because we're afraid that maybe it's going to fall out of your hand. So you have to think about it the whole time, and you're not going to be able to concentrate to have kavanah during shemon esrei. So you're also, how could you daven shemon esrei when you're holding your lulav? Why aren't you afraid? Like you should be afraid. You're worried too much that maybe you fall out of your hands. For lo yashtin ben, you can't be mashti, you can't let out meraglayim. For lo yishin ben, you can't sleep. Lo shinas kvav, lo shinas arai. Not a small sleep, not a big sleep. You can't when you're holding these things. It's also afraid maybe you fall out of your hands. V'yomah Shmuel says sakin. If you're holding a knife, or kara, a plate that has food on it, kikar and bread, umoyas and money, harelu kiyetzer ben. These things also you're not allowed to daven shemon esrei when you're holding these things. Also, it bothers you, you're worried that maybe you'll drop it. So where it says, hosom lav mitzvah ninu. All these other things, you're not doing a mitzvah, you're actually holding it. Therefore, v'torid bu, since you're worried that maybe you fall down, it'll stop your kavona from the mitzvah of davening. You shouldn't hold it when you're davening. Abahoch, when you're holding the lulav, mitzvah ninu. It's a mitzvah what you're doing right now. The actual holding of the lulav, even though you were mekayim the mitzvah already, but say the kol zman you're holding, it's also a chilek of the mitzvah. At least you're doing the maisa mitzvah. For le'torid bu, therefore it's not called you're really worried about the mitzvah, but rather we say, Rashi says, "Hochin to loss lekachosa mitzvahi, or mitzvah shechaviva mitzvah love ain masor, or shimura kavod alav leitorid." It's not called you're worried about it, like you feel so happy you're doing a ma'aseh mitzvah now. So it's not called here that doesn't take away kavana from davening. So Ritva learns here that avada. Really, the question is, what do you mean by holding the lulav still? Since it's a mitzvah, you're worried maybe you fall down and also take away from your kavana. So he learns the pshat is that since true, it'll take away a little bit the kavanah of davening, but since what you're holding now is a chavivas ha-mitzvah, you love to do the mitzvah, so by loving to do mitzvah, you remind yourself that you're supposed to do the mitzvah now of davening also. So you'll remind yourself to have kavanah when you're davening. So therefore here, since it's a mitzvah and shows the chavivah, the love of the mitzvah, we're not afraid it'll stop you from davening the kavanah adarabah. It will help you daven the kavanah. Says Vaita. Tanya. This was the meaning of the people in Yerushalayim. People went out of the house in the morning on Sukkot and had the lulav in their hands. They went to shul in the morning, they were still holding the lulav in their hand. When they said Kriya Shema, they said Tefillah, they were still holding the lulav in their hand. They got an aliyah. Well, they also had to make lila, Rashi says. So they can't hold the lulav in their hands anymore. Or else, when Noisias Kappa of the Kohen went to Duchin, Manicho Agave Karka, he put it down on the floor of the lulav. Hoylech, Levake Cholim, let's say he went to Levake Cholim on Cholomoid, or Lenachem Avelim, to Menachem Ovel, even though you don't have Avelis on Yom Tif, but still, somebody's Mishpacha, somebody died, even though he doesn't have Avelis, but it's still a mitzvah. If you're Menachem, you still make him feel good. So, Lulav Ibiyod, when they went on Sukkis, they took the lulav with them. Nichnas Beis Medrash. When he went to learn, though, then he needs complete concentration. He can't hold his lulav. Then Mishaga Lulavoi Biyad Binoi Biyad Abdu Biyad Shluchoi. Then he sent his lulav home with his son or with his eved or with his shliach. The Moramaika Mashlan, what's the chiddush of these things? Le'adiyach to teach us kamoho yizrizin ba mitzvahs. How zoros, how careful they were, how much he meant to them to do the mitzvahs, that they kept on holding the chepz of the mitzvah for a long time after that. And the Beis Yer, Miyomtif, or Mirabaya, Loshonim, Olesh, Loyotze, boy. Alright, I will stop here. Continue on this next tape. You're holding that Membeis, we're holding. That Membeis. We'll start again. We learned, we'll start over again. That's more Rabbi Yossi Yoimer. That Yom Tov, if the first day Yom Tov of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we said this man that was the Beis Hamikdash, they used to use the lulav on Shabbos. It was a mitzvah to take the lulav on Shabbos. You weren't allowed to carry it outside on Shabbos, but you're allowed to shake the lulav. There's a mitzvah to take the lulav even on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said a Chiddush. What's going to be if the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos? There's a mitzvah to take the lulav, but you're not allowed to carry it outside. Let's say, Bishogu, you made a mistake and you carried it outside. So really, on Shabbos, you should be Chayiv Chatis. You did a Moloch, you carried it outside to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You should be Chayiv Korban Chatis. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, no, you potter. Since you're Isaac in a mitzvah, hey, since you think you're doing a mitzvah, like you're worrying about doing a mitzvah, so if you made a mistake and carry it outside, you're potter from the Chayiv Chatis. That was his Chiddush in the Mishnah. Tomorrow says the Omer Abaye. Abaye said like this.